Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, June 12th. Today happens to be the wedding anniversary of Brother Randy and Sister Joan Kuhn, and I hope the Kuhns have a happy wedding anniversary today and are blessed of the Lord as well. Amen. Amen. Well, pray for us as we'll be traveling back today and trying to get back into the great state of Kentucky from down in Texas. Pray that God has used us in the meeting there and that he will give us safety as we come back home and use this broadcast as we continue on preaching out of Romans chapter number 10 and dealing with salvation, a public confession. That's what we've called it, a public confession. You believe in the heart and you confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope that you'll pray for us at this time. Before we go to the message today, I've got a song queued up here by Sister Joetta Thren. And Ms. Thren from over here in Horse Branch, Kentucky, is singing a good song for us entitled, While Also Saving Me. It's dealing with the fact that Jesus could not save himself if he intended on saving me. He paid the ultimate price that we might be saved. You listen to the song by Sister Joetta Thren. I believe it'll be a blessing. All right. I hope that was a blessing to you. And we're going to get ready now to look in the scripture. If you've got your Bible, I'd like to turn to Romans chapter number 10. It's where we'll take the text again today, completing the message that we began on Tuesday. And we will complete that today on the broadcast. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter 10, I know, is a very familiar text. And while you're finding that, I'm going to read you a couple of verses from Ephesians chapter 2. Again, familiar, so you don't have to turn there. But Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8 through 10, the Bible says, For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Most of the time we stop there, but the next verse goes along with that. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Glad I'm saved by grace. It's not works that saves me. It's not works that keeps me. It's grace that got me in. Amen. Amen. But the same grace that saved me teaches me to do something for the Lord. Amen. And put me in the work of God. Amen. And so that's what he's talking about there. Romans chapter number 10 is what's known as the Romans Road. I'm not going to do the whole thing looking at chapter 3 and 6 and 10. But just looking at chapter 10, what is a lot of times used in praying with a sinner, verse number 9, is the text that I want to start with and read down through verse number 13 as is normally used. And a thought on my heart that I hope will be helpful this morning. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want to preach primarily from verse number 10. That's going to be the main verse that I'm going to use. But all these together, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to preach this morning on this thought, public confession of salvation. Confession with the mouth is not the moment you get saved. Confession with the mouth is that you have already been saved. Amen. That you have believed in Christ. You have believed unto righteousness in your heart. Confession, that public confession is an after effect of what has already taken place. Amen. Amen. When Brother Nathan stood up here Sunday night and said that he got saved, he didn't get saved Sunday night. He got saved on that Friday night of revival meeting is when he said he believed he got saved. Amen. So that
outward statement was not what made it so. It just let us all know that something had taken place in his heart, and now that experience inside is expressed in outside. Amen. And that's the idea that we've got here in the text. It's right here before us. So your salvation does not take place after you make that profession of public profession of faith, but it takes place before you make that public profession of faith. What I believe this text and many others in the Bible are saying is that a true experience of grace in the heart will have a definite expression of grace outside, outwardly. Amen. Amen. Miss Kristen gave the testimony that she got saved and she didn't tell Brother Houston about it because she knew how mean and hard and bad he was. You can take it up with her afterwards. Amen. But here's my point. She said she got saved, however long it was, maybe a couple of months, I think, before that he ever got saved. And she hadn't told him for some length of time. I didn't mean she wasn't saved when she believed in her heart that she wasn't saved until she finally said it there. She finally said it out. That wasn't the idea. Here's the idea. With the moment you believe, that very moment you're saved by the grace of God. But there will be an outward expression. You can say, I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to keep it quiet. But there'll be something inside you that'll come out. Somebody will notice it in your life. Somebody will see it in your expression. And if you're not careful, you'll be telling it everywhere you go. Amen. Amen. I had an uncle. He's been dead a number of years. One of Mom's older brothers got saved in the field plowing with a mule. He said God been dealing with this, having revival services. They'd have morning and night services. And they'd been to the morning service. Come back that afternoon. He was plowing with a mule. And God was dealing with him. He said he just laid the reins down and knelt down right there behind the plow and called on God and got saved. But he made up his mind. He wasn't going to tell anybody. Wasn't going to tell anybody. He came, went in the house that evening for supper. When he walked in the door, Grandma said, how you doing, Claude? He said, I just got saved. Amen. He said he couldn't help it. It's just something that came out. Amen. Well, that may be the experience that you have. Amen. When you really believe in the heart, that experience in the heart has an outward expression. Amen. The word used in our text, the word confession, in verse number 10, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It actually means profession. It means expression. But it means promise as well. It's Strong's number 3670. The Greek word means, quote, to assent, that is, covenant or acknowledge. A good illustration of that is what took place this week when Brother Kevin brought Miss Sarah a ring. And he expressed his love for her and desire for them to be married. I wasn't there, don't know all the details, but I'm just giving an illustration because I know that's how it happens when a person gets married. And she said, he said, will you? She said, I will, I guess, something along those lines. So it's taking place in her heart. But one of these days, there'll be some public confession made of that. There'll be among people, and she'll make pledge to him. He'll make pledge to her. There'll be vows that are spoken. Why? Because something's already happened in the heart. It's already happened in the heart. And they'll be making that public before all the people. That is a very good illustration of how God deals with sinners. Amen. There is a marriage. There is a love made, a proposal made to the heart. Amen. And that heart says, I will. Amen. And when that heart says, I will, it won't be long. They'll start talking about how much they love, like the song that they sang there. How much they love him and how much they adore him and how much they worship him. They can't tell it enough. Amen. Amen. There's three ways that I believe that salvation finds expression. Salvation finds expression. Number one, in our words. That's the case of our initial text here. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Amen. Well, I believe this. Your words tell what you believe. Your words tell what you believe. People say what they truly believe. It's scriptural, by the way. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Paul said, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. That's taken from Psalm 116. David said, I believed, therefore have I spoken. Now you can believe something wrong. And if you do, you'll speak it wrong. But if you really believe something, you'll say what you believe. Amen. Our Lord thought it so important that we confess with our words what we have experienced in our heart. He said it twice in Matthew chapter number 10, verse 32 and 33. He said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Jesus said it's important what you confess. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 26. "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you one day. Your words express what you really believe. Turn to 1 John chapter number 4. Chapter number 4, he starts up verse number 1 about not believing ever spirit. And he's talking about false prophets. And look at what he says. I'm going to read the first three verses. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God." Look here. "Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now is it in the world." Even now already is it in the world. Amen. So John said, it's important you make a proper confession. Because he said, if you don't confess right, it's because you've not believed right. Amen. You got the wrong spirit. So our salvation finds expression in our words. Number two, our salvation finds expression in our works. Amen. When there is a genuine faith in the heart, there will be works to bear it out in view of others. I know what people say, well, it don't matter what anybody else thinks. I know what happened to me. It does matter what other people think. Amen. Now, they may think wrong, and you can wait till the judgment for that to find out, for that to be proved out. But here's the point I'm making. It does matter because nobody's an island unto themselves, right? God didn't save you just because he just wanted to save you. No, he saved you because he wants to save somebody else. Jesus didn't just come to save individuals. He came to seek and to save that, all that which is lost. All them that will come to him. That's who he wants to come. Amen. So when he saved you, he wanted you to tell it so somebody else would hear it. And somebody else would have some hope. And somebody else could believe that promise. Might be for them. Amen. Amen. And so he wants us to share that. And it shows forth in our words, but it also shows forth in our works. Here's what James says in James chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" Amen. He said the devils believe there's a God, but they don't live like there's a God. He said if you really believe, your faith is active, you'll have some works with it. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verses 5 through 7. "And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith." He said, there's some things you ought to add. "Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity." Peter said, you ought to add some things to your faith. You believe in your heart? Good. Build on that. That's what he's saying. Amen. And our Lord said in Matthew chapter number 5, and verse number 16, he said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen. Jesus said there ought to be something other people can see in you. Amen. Now, we know we're not saved by works. I talked about that already. However, others will not know we're saved unless they see it in our works. They see it by our life. So we express our salvation in our words. We express our salvation in our works. I'm talking about public confession of faith. Number three, we express our salvation in our walk, the way we live. Amen. Where we go, the things we do, expresses our salvation. When a person is genuinely saved by God's grace, not only will their actions change, their whole life, their whole demeanor will change. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Amen. You know what he's saying? He said you ought to walk after righteousness. You ought to walk after truth. You ought to walk after God. Those things that are true and just and right. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. You can get victory over those habits of sin. You can get victory over that old lifestyle. Amen. How you get that victory? By believing in your heart. Then it working out in your walk. Amen. Brother Kuhn loaned me a book that his mother-in-law had about the old-fashioned revival hour. And you'd be surprised how many letters they write in there. For example, one man, I believe he's either 92 or 96 years old when he got saved, said he chewed tobacco his whole life, but he said, the day God saved me, he said, I laid it down and never took it up again. Now, how'd he get that victory? 90-some years? He probably hadn't been chewing 96 years. If he's 96, probably hadn't been chewing more than 93 or 4. But he's able to lay it aside. How could he lay it aside? Victory came into his life. Victory. Amen. Victory can help you overcome those sins of the flesh, those desires of the flesh. Amen. How do you get that victory? Only by believing in your heart unto righteousness. Amen. And it'll start confessing out. It'll confess in your mouth. It'll confess in your words, your walk, and your works. Amen. Saved people have a desire for holiness. There's no desire for holiness in your life. There's no reason to suspect that you've been born again. Amen. There's no desire for the things of God, no desire to clean up your life. There's no reason to suspect that you've been born again. Now, I've got verses on that. 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. 1 John 3, 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. Now, I know that's talking about the second coming. If you hope Jesus is coming back, if you really believe that Jesus is coming back, you'll purify yourself. But I'll say this, if you really believe Jesus has saved you, you'll purify yourself. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Amen. You're saved. He said, live like it. Amen. I remember when I was a boy, we'd be going somewhere. Dad'd tell me and my brother, he said, hey, boys, when we get there, don't act stupid. He'd say, act like you got good sense, whether you do or not. That's what he'd say. I mean, it was real pep talk. But if we didn't listen to him, we'd wished we had listened to him. Because it'd been stupid not to listen to him. Amen. But here's what Paul said. Paul said, you say you're saved? Then live like it. Amen. I don't remember who I heard say this first. I've heard several different men say it. They'd say, the world says, act like a Christian. If you're a Christian, act like a Christian. They say, no, don't act. We've got too many actors. Just be a Christian. Just be a Christian. If that's what you are, be that for the grace of God. Amen. The glory of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We know that verse very well. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, anybody that gets saved, he said they are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Does that happen to most people that believe? No, it happens to all people that believe. That's what he said. Therefore, if any man, that's not just a male species, amen, gender, that's talking about all the humans. Anybody that gets saved by the grace of God gets changed by the same grace of God. Amen. Because the same grace that brought us to Christ in salvation teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly right here in this present world. Amen. So here's what I'm saying. There's a public confession of faith. You say, I believed in my heart. Paul said, prove it. Paul said, if you believe in your heart, you can do that unto salvation. It can happen without anybody knowing it. It can. But he said, if it's really happened, there ought to be something that shows forth. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Heads bowed and eyes closed as they come. This message has not been preached to bring confusion. Rather, I hope it's to pierce any fog of confusion that might be out there about a public profession of faith. Have you ever really trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you ever really had an experience down in your heart where you have believed unto righteousness, where you've called on the Lord for salvation, where you present yourself to Him a bankrupt, hopeless, helpless sinner and said, Lord, if you don't save me, I'm going to die in my sin and go to hell. Lord, if you don't have mercy on me, there's no hope for me. There's nowhere else to turn. There's nowhere else to go. Where could I go? Thou only hast the words of life. But I'm glad the Bible says that if you'll come to Him, He will in no wise cast you out. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Would you call on Him today? Call on Him with your heart.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us for our regular Sunday morning worship service. Sunday school will start at 9:45, and we are not opening that to the public. We're still in restricted Sunday school, but we will be opening the doors at 10:30 and allowing people in. We're taking temperatures and getting people seated, and then service will start at 11:05 on Sunday morning. Love to have you come be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road. That is 11:05 a.m. for the Sunday morning service, and then if you can come in Sunday evening, service time is at 6:30, and we'll be opening the doors at 6 o'clock, getting people in during that time as well. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.